Thank you and good afternoon. Details are scarce regarding a 911 call from a fisherman who reported that he had discovered a body in the Mad River east of Highway 101 Monday morning. The Humboldt County Sheriff's search and rescue team reached the scene and launched a boat to recover the body of 63-year-old Jeffrey Lynn Bingham. There were no obvious signs of trauma on Bingham's body, and as of now, the death is not considered suspicious. Details are also scarce regarding the shooting death of 22-year-old Casey Campbell in the area of 15th and Williams Street in Eureka over the weekend. Police responded to a call of shots fired early Saturday morning, and when they reached the scene, they found Campbell lying in the street unresponsive. Despite life-saving efforts, Campbell succumbed to his injuries, and homicide detectives were called. No details about the events leading up to and surrounding Campbell's death have been made public. A traffic stop on a motorcycle at North Bank Road and Highway 101 late Monday night turned into a vehicle pursuit that ended in McKinleyville, with the motorcycle rider suffering moderate injuries and under arrest. An Arcata police officer pulled the motorcycle over for a registration violation, and the driver, 53-year-old McKinleyville resident Larry Jean Blake, pulled over to the side of the road. A female passenger on the back of the bike got off, and Blake then led the officer on a high-speed pursuit that ended when Blake lost control and crashed on Azalea Avenue. Blake suffered minor injuries and was arrested and booked for felony evasion and possession of a controlled substance, along with a probation violation. A Fortuna family was fortunate following a single vehicle traffic collision on Highway 199 Sunday morning. The driver of a pickup truck, 51-year-old Lorenzo Gonzalez, was headed northbound on 199 when his truck began to fishtail while he was negotiating a curve in the roadway. Gonzalez was unable to regain control, and the truck left the roadway and rolled down a 100-foot embankment before it came to a stop in the Smith River. Del Norte County Search and Rescue was called out by the CHP to assist, and one of the occupants in the truck was taken to the hospital for treatment of moderate injuries. The rural county representatives of California have teamed up with the National Association of Counties to lobby Congress to resume payments in lieu of taxes program. In California, 56 out of 58 counties received PIL payments until the program was shut down. The counties provide service to federal properties but are unable to tax those properties, and that led to the PIL program. Humboldt County received about $700,000 per year. In Mendocino, it was $590,000. Del Norte got $47,000 per year. In Trinity, more than $560,000 per year. There are more than 1,100 counties in the country that at one point received PIL payments to help cover the cost of services, including trash and garbage service, emergency medical and law enforcement, and road and bridge maintenance on federal lands. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has received 400 drought toolkits from the Home Depot to help low-income California households conserve limited water resources during the statewide drought emergency. The kits are valued at $25 each and are being distributed to residents of Rio Dell, Garberville, and other local areas impacted by water shortages. 100 of those kits will also be distributed by Food for People. Thousands more of drought kits will be donated by the same company and distributed to area tribal communities by the Hoopa Valley Tribe. Drought conditions may continue into 2015, and the winter months are a good time to prepare for potential drought conditions for spring and summer. Three students from the College of the Redwoods Digital Media Program have won the Creativity Award at the recently held Project Accessible Hollywood Film Festival. Students Heather Holbert, Nate Adams, and Haley Carton won the award for their short video displaying the beauty of Humboldt County. Five Northern California University film departments from San Francisco, Oakland, Marin County, and Humboldt County put together a team of filmmakers to represent their schools in the festival. The Project Accessible Hollywood Film Festival has been held across the United States and overseas. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.